helping countless African American and Hispanic American small businesses. As we continue our battle against the virus, the data and facts on the ground suggest that we're making great progress. In 23 states, new cases have declined in the peak week. 40% of American counties have also seen a rapid decline in new cases. 46 states report a drop in patients showing coronavirus-like symptoms. That's a big number. To keep America gaining momentum, every citizen needs to maintain the vigilance, and we all understand that very well. We've gone over it many, many times. This includes practicing good hygiene, maintaining social distance, and the voluntary use of face covering. A safe and phased reopening of our economy is very exciting, but it does not mean that we are letting down our guard at all in any way. On the contrary, continued diligence is an essential part of our strategy to get our country back to work, to take our country back. We're winning this, and we're going to win it, and we're going to keep watching. We're going to watch very closely for the invisible enemy. With each passing day, we're learning more and more about this enemy. The scientists at DHS have released a report offering a number of insights about how the virus reacts to different temperatures, climates, and surfaces. The findings confirm that the virus survives better in colder and drier environments and does less well in warmer and more humid environments. I have to say that very excitingly, we're going to have somebody up. Bill will be up in just a little while. It was a great report you gave, and he's going to be talking about how the virus reacts in sunlight. When you hear the numbers, you won't even believe them. U.S. trials of the COVID-19 have been going on and have been approved in the United States, Germany, U.K., and China. That's big news. And we're a lot of trials are going on. We have a lot of great, brilliant minds working on this, both from the standpoint of a vaccine and therapeutics. We must be careful in all conditions, but we will get this done. We're very close to a vaccine. Unfortunately, we're not very close to testing, because when the testing starts, it takes a period of time, but we'll get it done. And I want to thank the head of DHS Science and Technology, Bill Bryan, for what he's going to be doing and what he's going to be saying and the report that he's about to give. I think it's going to be something that nobody's ever heard. It'll be brand new information and very important information. My administration continues to leverage the Defense Production Act to dramatically increase the manufacture and delivery of critical medical supplies.
Good evening, everybody. We'll start the call in just a minute.
95 masks in 90 days, and as you know, we're also using a sterilization process, some great equipment that will sterilize the masks up to 20 times per mask. So that's like ordering 20 times more masks, and it's working very well. We just want the hospitals and the institutions where it is to use it. A lot of people don't use it. They're so used to getting a new mask, they don't want to use it. They want to go and immediately get a new one. We're asking them to use the sterilization process. Every bit is good, up to 20 times. Think of that. In addition to ramping up our domestic assembly lines, we also have airlifted nearly 750 million pieces of personal protective equipment into the United States through our Project AirBridge, which has been an incredible thing to watch. It's really a military operation. The Vice President is now providing each governor with an exhaustive count-by-county breakdown of the privately distributed personal protection, and this is equipment and things that are incredible. It's personal protective equipment. It's incredible, and it's all brand new and at the highest level. We're getting only the highest level, and also we're looking at essential gear within their states, and is being delivered to different states quickly and as we speak. This way, the governor should know exactly what's being delivered through a private sector supply chain within their states as well as...
Good evening, everybody. Welcome. It is the prayersfor45.com call for Sunday night, May 3rd. And as we continue to stay at home and do what we're told to do, not as we want to do, but that's all changing. I believe we're going to see in the next month over the course of the rest of this month and into June, you're going to see the states open back up. Little by little, they'll all get there because President Trump is exposing the governors and the mayors that want to keep us shut down. So our prayers are being heard. And Kimberly, what say you this great Sunday night?
I say that America is on their way to entering into a new season of what it looks like to be a republic. And each of the states are on their way to seeing what it looks like to be a republic state, not corporations.
Amen to that. How true that is.
Right?
Well, Kimberly, why don't we get started? Take us into our first prayer, please.
Heavenly Father, we come into your presence tonight. We thank you for the privilege to meet and pray together all across this nation and around our world. Lord, we extend our hands to each other and we stand in agreement. And your word says that where two or three are gathered there in your name, you are present. And so, Lord, we thank you. We invite you. We welcome you into this presence while we lift up our president, Father. We also thank you that you have continued to prolong his days, that you have continued to keep his feet established and standing firm, and that he has not buckled underneath the pressure that is upon him, Lord. We thank you that he continues to remain healthy and his family, Lord. We thank you that they continue to be safe, Lord. We look to you for their safety. Father, we know that they have men and women in place to establish and maintain their protection, Lord. But ultimately, we believe that his protection and his wife and children's protection, Lord, is reinforced by your holy hand. And we thank you for that. Lord, we also come into agreement with heaven's purpose, considering this precious man as our president over our nation, Lord, our continent, and even the entire earth, Lord. We're mindful of Psalm 133 that establishes your plan in this matter. Father, we also stand by President Trump, who has declared our nation to be one nation under your rule. Lord, we're praising you for that. We thank you that he continues to speak the name of God over this nation, and he continues to seek your righteousness and justice for our nation, as stated in Psalm 89:14. Lord, we welcome and we embrace the fear of the Lord as the standard for our righteous, for all righteous rule, and repent for the ways in which we have bowed in the fear of man. Lord, for too long we have allowed the deep state to multiply, really. And we see now that we need to rise up and stand with our leaders, the leaders that are godly and constitutionally sound, Lord, and where there are leaders who are not constitutionally sound, we pray, Father, that you would raise up, even maybe from this group, government leaders who would walk constitutionally to the individual states and constitutionally to our great Constitution and Bill of Rights for our nation. Lord, we ask that you would cleanse our hearts tonight, as Psalm 43:3 says, and renew our minds, that we may walk in the light of your truth. We ask that President Trump would delight in the fear of the Lord in order to walk in the power of your might and the wisdom of your ways, as Micah 3:8 says. Father, Isaiah 11, I love that chapter, Lord. You know I love that chapter. Isaiah 11, verses 3 through 5, may righteousness and faithfulness be his portion, so that he may render righteous judgments according to your word and our Constitution. We ask that President Trump would show no fear towards the evil that assails him, Isaiah 8:12, but rather overcome evil with a zeal for your laws, which bring forth life and live all. Proverbs 29:32. May our president love your word and seek your wisdom diligently, as in Proverbs 8:17. remaining open and teachable to godly counsel and heaven's wisdom of Proverbs 1:7. Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that his heart is in your hands and that you will direct it according to your will and your purpose. Lord, we ask according to Proverbs 21:1 that you would grant President Trump increased grace and blessing as he heeds your voice and obeys your word. Back to Isaiah 11:3-4, we declare over our President Trump that he will have true judgments by the Spirit and not according to men. We declare that he would possess heaven's knowledge with shrewdness of mind in making right decisions for the good of the people of the United States of America and those across our nation, as Proverbs 8:12 says. Proverbs 16, verses 9 through 13 says that you will fill his mouth with good things, that he might bring forth good news, and that he might speak what is true and what is right. Lord, we are sick of the lies. We are sick of being lied to by the MSM, and we are sick of the lies of our previous politicians, Lord, all across our states and this nation. Lord, we ask that you would bring forth men and women who would speak and declare the truth in Jesus' name. Father, Proverbs 8:6, Lord, we pray that he will use your authority to execute justice and establish righteousness in this land for the sake of your glory and your kingdom, Lord. May you grant it. Lord, we ask that you would do these things. Father, Genesis 49:10 says that what our enemies meant for evil, that you, O Lord, mean for good. Father, we thank you and we declare that President Trump will rule in the midst of his enemies and he will not back down or waver due to threats or intimidation. We're mindful of Ephesians 6:13, Lord, that says that you have given us weapons of warfare in the Spirit so that we might quench the fiery darts of the pit of hell and stand up against principalities, powers, and this present darkness. And we declare your armor over our president in Jesus' name. May his ears become deaf to the assaults from his enemies, and may those who seek his life answer to you, O God, for their wicked ways. Turn their wickedness upon them, O Lord. May our president know that it is your hand and your sovereign promise that is keeping him and sustaining him in this divine commission. Psalm 38:12-15, Lord. We continue to stand in the book of Psalms, Lord, chapter 141, verses 9 through 10. Keep President Trump and all those who serve him safe from the enemy's snares and free from the accuser's traps. By your great hand, O Lord, deal with those who oppress, who oppose righteousness, who oppress and oppose justice, so that all men will know it is you alone who is sovereign and true. Psalm 64, verses 6 through 9. May the fire of your presence, O Lord, burn up all of his enemies and consume all those who stand against you concerning our destiny as the United States of America and our inheritance as one nation under God. Psalm 97, verses 1 through 6. Anoint him, Lord. Continue to anoint him with the power of your Holy Spirit, according to Isaiah 11. We ask for your spirit to rest upon our President Trump. Fill him with your spirit of wisdom and understanding. Anoint him with the spirit of knowledge. Lord, I'm mindful again. I love Isaiah 11, Father. We ask that you would continue to pour into him a reverential and obedient fear of you, Lord. Let our president find joy and delight in walking in the fear of the Lord, knowing that your that it is your judgment operating through him, and that you will not, he will not be by what he sees with his eyes, that nothing that he sees in the natural is as it is. Let it be only what he sees in the spirit, Father. Lord, let him hear supernatural words from you. Let it be the righteousness of God, Father, that he hears in his inner man. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for hearing our prayers tonight, for empowering us as kingdom ambassadors on the earth, from the highest office in the land to the least known among men. May we all seek to know you more intimately. May we serve you more passionately. And may we praise you more fully, so that all men will be saved. Through the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray all of these things tonight. Amen.
Fantastic. Wow, Kimberly. You just do it every time. You get the crowd going every time. Thank you for
love
your
love the word, Scotty. We
thank you for your prayers.
Yes, we got to stand on the word.
Yeah, we kind of can tell you like the word, and you deliver it so well, and we appreciate you so much. Thank you. You know, you talked about the deep state multiplying and how we let them multiply. Mm. And I just want to share a quick story to that end, and it's really kind of revealing that people in places you'd never expect, you think, well, everyone understands at least beyond the name deep state and the concept of the deep state, that certainly a guy running 100 radio stations from a programming standpoint would know what the deep state is. But I was on a call with several broadcast executives from the company that's carrying my radio show, and they were kind of in their final, I guess I would have called, I would call the call. It was a final sort of discussion before they were approving the show. And the program director, now this guy's been in broadcasting 30 years. He controls the programming on over 100 stations. And he asked me, you know, I always hear about this deep state. And I'm thinking to myself, oh boy, here it comes. He goes, what is it? Can you explain it to me? And so I gave him a very short answer. I said, look, it's wider and deeper than anybody knows. It's everyone thinks of it in terms of the government, of course, and both elected and unelected officials in government. But it's the media, it's Hollywood, it's Wall Street, it's our education system, it's our medical system and big pharma, it's publishing, it's the energy sectors. It goes on and on. And he said, oh, wow, how can you drill that down a little bit? I said, well, just take the education and big pharma. Look at who fund. Go do your research on the endowments to the universities, particularly the medical universities, but all the universities back when higher education came into play. They were all funded by whom? The Rockefellers and the Morgans and all the global elite families. And thus they dictated what would be protocols for teaching at those universities, is particularly the medical system. And he called me back about a week later, and he said, you know, I've been doing some homework. And he goes, I want you to do a segment on this. He goes, I'm not down with this program anymore. And I said, okay, I didn't hear it from you, but I will cover the deep state in depth, and I plan to do that on a show. But you talk about it multiplying, and really and truly, we slept too long, didn't we? We fell asleep for so long that they kept multiplying and multiplying until they covered every controlling sector of our lives, really and truly.
It's an incredible strategy of evil propagating unto itself. I mean, and even that, Scotty, is God even talks about it in Scripture, that evil will abound. And it's just incredible. I mean, and the awesome thing is that we are awake and we are addressing it and we are taking back our nation, our states, and more so our world, right?
You know, and these were brilliant people that if they could have used their brilliance for good things, imagine what this country, where we could be now. But thank God our president and why we continue to pray. He is bringing many of them on to the good guy side. He has flipped many of these people that are still around that he can leverage, and a couple that come to mind, at least a guy like Lindsey Graham. He's nobody's fool. He's played on the wrong side of the game for too many years, but now he's, of course, supporting President Trump, and he's on Team White Hat. So I think as we progress here, coming out of this event that they pulled with the coronavirus, we're going to see more and more of these people when they go to sit down with their lawyers and face sentencing, they're going to do some good things to get lesser sentences. So I think the deep state that multiplied is going to turn into our advantage and actually an asset rather than a liability as we go forward.
Scotty, I really just want to piggyback on that, please, and remind people that this is exactly why we pray for the Lord's mercy in congruence with his justice. Because God and God alone has the ability to look at the hearts of men and look at the hearts of women. And we believe that it's possible that people could have been following orders, taking instructions, and not even understand the intent of the hearts of the people that they were listening to. And so I really believe that we're in a season where there's a huge revival just in knowledge and understanding that's coming to our nation, that as these truths come into the light and as these deceptions are being exposed and even the things that are good coming into also into the light, I'm excited. I'm excited about the justice that's coming and the mercy that's going to be extended, because like you said, it's possible that people really didn't even know that they were participating in a deep state agenda.
Well, I know a guy who will agree with you very much so, and he's on the line waiting to lead our second prayer. Pastor Joseph, good evening.
Hey, good evening, Scotty. Good evening, Kimberly.
Good evening.
It's great to have you, Pastor Joseph. Just a quick note, I'm grateful to Pastor Joseph. He and I are collaborating for a segment on the radio show called The Spiritual Minute. And we just take a subject and break it down from a spiritual standpoint. And he brings the Bible and what it teaches us about our current events. And it's a great little segment in the show. And I'll try to play it maybe on one of our upcoming calls so you guys can hear it. But Pastor Joseph, I'm going to give you the floor to lead our second prayer.
Yeah, I just wanted to touch base on a couple things that were brought up, and specifically the idea that we've let things get out of hand. I know both you and Kimberly are very well versed on the length of time that these structures have been implemented. We're dealing with things that have been in operation and strategy for the last one, two, even multiple centuries. That have only now been brought to a light that I think the deep state is panicking over, because they've been able to be right out in the open, and most people have stayed asleep to it, but not so much anymore. And I think it's because of situations like what we're doing here and prayers for 45 and the body waking up, the believers in the Lord waking up and beginning to both speak out and pray. Declaratively making and pronouncing, speaking and implementing the word, as well as those who are unheard of, unseen, who are in their work prayer closets, and they're going to business for the kingdom. So I just want to acknowledge that we've been positioned for such a time as this, and those who would take up the call will, you know, in no way be looked over as they've come to stand in agreement both in this time and are gathering on Thursdays and Sundays, as well as taking up other responsibilities. If this thing plays out the way that it would, and there's an overturning and an undermining, a removal of that deep state operation, we're certainly going to need to have people taking responsibility to build something altogether different after the dust settles, so to speak. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, 100%. Totally agree.
Yeah. Yeah. So two things I want to just mention. Did you see the Facebook post, and it may be in other places, about the mayor of Kansas City and the 10-10-10 rule that he's implemented requiring registration of membership in churches as well as businesses, that if you're in a business for any more than 10 minutes, your name, address, and phone number need to be taken, and pastors are going to be required to turn over their rosters. Any knowledge about that happening?
I haven't heard of it, but I will give it about 2 minutes for some lawyer to take that to, if necessary, the Kansas Supreme Court, because that is highly unconstitutional.
Oh my gosh, it's nuts. And so that's one thing.
That is where they're taking this, though. That is the point of this event, is to push and push and push and see how many of their civil liberties they can take from us.
Yeah, if we'll stand still and be quiet.
Thanks for the heads up on that. I'm going to do a little looking into that one. There's so much going on. There was a man in Florida who was arrested for opening his what was considered an unnecessary business. I'm not sure the term they gave that, but he reopened his business. He got arrested, thrown in jail, and the judge dismissed the case as violating his constitutional rights to open his business. So one case at a time, one city at a time, one state at a time, and that's what this brilliant president is doing. He's exposing it all.
Absolutely. One nation at a time.
Yeah, President Trump could not dissent. He's not a doctor. He had no medical experience and no science under his belt, so he couldn't dissent from this event. He couldn't object to it at the outset, but now he's going to expose it all and let them all. So you can't tell people. Sometimes they have to see it for themselves.
Yeah. And the industry, the medical industry, is starting to rise up. The two doctors out of Kern County, California, and a test basis of 52 or 5,500 people, and they've been posting on YouTube, Facebook, any public media, and basically saying that this entire event is basically a misuse of authority and is irresponsible. They say the numbers have been in process since the fall of last year, where they were aware of this, and if they would have disclosed the actual numbers, what was going on, it's far less dangerous than even the common flu, the influenza, and so they're lifting up strong voice. They have five medical centers in Kern County, California, and they're lifting up a strong voice to say this needs to come to an end. Businesses are being ruined over something that's less, threatening than other events that we've been living with on a normal basis with a far greater impact. So hopefully that begins to happen around the country, and we'll see that change. I have one other thing I'd like to share, and then I'll go to prayer. On March 31st, a friend of mine who lives in Boise or in the Idaho area, they were impacted by a pretty severe earthquake. And he had texted me immediately when they were in the middle of it asking for prayer. And as soon as he had texted, this is a word that the Lord gave me, and I haven't posted it yet. I've been holding on, weighing its substance, but I'm feeling released now. And if it's okay, I'm going to read what it is that I got, and then I'll pray after that.
Please do.
I heard, and this is the Spirit of God speaking. I'm shaking. Shaking all things up in my house and outside of it. Nothing will be left that is unshaken. I'm shaking things into order or shaking things off that aren't. It's the result of my voice declaring, give my people up. No more slavery, no more beasts of burden, no more captivity, no more lies. And in the spirit of frequency, I'm sorry, in the shift of frequency, an escalation, a hastening, a stir that will be life and freedom to those who are willing and ruin to those who won't. Not death yet, not a complete end to those who will still be granted opportunity, but an end to those who will not. Prophetic sight will be increased in the flow and all gifts, so too the release of my outpouring, my presence upon all flesh. Can you hear it? Have you? Have you seen it coming from my throne? Are you ready to see things set in order, ready to know heaven's reward? The gold is being poured out, what you can and cannot buy, for both are necessary for my people in this hour to wipe every tear from every eye. Corruption completely corrupted, its power broken once for all, as my grace poured out in this hour restores hope to anyone or to all. A choice to receive what I have and who I am or not will determine who receives my call, and in it my will determine who will stand and who will fall. I will bring a new order to business in this hour. I'll bring a new operation in ministry. The veil taken off of my people, a bride who no longer needs to be hidden. My people will see as I see and hear as they should have, hearts changed in the hearing to give what otherwise couldn't be given. Eyes seeing with the clarity that's necessary to implement what's impossible without my revelation. I delight to bless the earth again. I delight to visit the creation again. I delight to walk in the earth again with my sons and my daughters. I delight to put them on display and to show my power in this hour, my favor for all to savor and to know the pleasure I am. As it relates to business, the kingdom call, God is the center and people are your priority. In ministry, God is the source and people the recipient, the blessed. Freedom in this hour of my visitation. And Father, in kind, as we have been in prayer tonight, have been standing in this last season, Lord, we're in agreement with you for the reset of the rule of law. We're in agreement with you for a shaking that would leave no false foundation able to stand. Deep state to secret society, organized crime to manipulated religion, Lord God, we bring them all captive to the obedience of Christ Jesus, speaking that your light would break forth in the darkness. The darkness not being able to comprehend it would be completely exposed, overthrown, and removed. And Lord, your word is clear to say that we're not to hold vendetta. We're not to walk in any vindictiveness or unforgiveness or bitterness or resentment. But we're to make room for your vengeance. And Lord, we do tonight. We make room for you to act in stealth, for you to act with an efficiency, for you to act, Lord God, directly, to bring a people that have been intentional in their manipulation of truth, intentional in their overthrow of freedom, intentional in their strategy to try to usurp and to take people captive. This isn't just about a spiritual issue. This is about a physical issue. Their intention is to enslave mankind, to be their slave labor, to enslave mankind mentally, emotionally, willfully, to misuse authority and powers, economy, and sovereignty, Lord God. And tonight we come before you asking for your mercy. We come before you and say, Lord, we release your glory over the earth. We release your grace to attend to these situations. We commission the angels to go forth to war and minister on our behalf, that they, already knowing what's going on, would be able to go directly into the situations, the structures, the mindsets, the captivities, and to set the captives free at the same time, overthrowing captivity itself, taking captivity itself captive. We agree with you, Spirit. Holy Spirit, that you go forth in power to bring an exposure and Lord, an undoing, whereby which the deep state and those who are a part of it would not be able to reconstruct, shift to the side, move out of the way, go back into a different form of hiding, cause a false flag, a diversionary moment, Lord God. There would be no more moves. There'd be no more places on the board, the chessboard, so to speak, to find a means to stay out of the way of the hammer that's dropping, to stay out of the way of being held accountable and responsible. There'd be no sidestepping that would be possible any longer, but that they would be held directly, specifically, and intentionally accountable for what it is that they've done. And Lord, you would expose not just the individuals, but their structures, whether they be business, whether they be ministry, whether it be corporate, governmental, every level, small and great, every situation, as big and or irrelevant as it might be, that nothing would be left unturned, but you'd shake out what needs to be shaken out so that, Lord, you'd be able to intervene. We've been asking you, have mercy. We've been asking you to forgive us our sins. We've been asking you, Lord God, to know that you're hearing, that you'd come and heal our lands. Father, as we pray for the United States, so we agree for every nation, every tribe, and every tongue, that you'd bring a reset to the rule of law you intended to be in the earth so that men would be free, mankind would be free. People wouldn't have to be afraid for the form of worship that they choose. People wouldn't have to be afraid for the manner of pursuit in business and relationship and whatever else needs to be brought in that covering. But that you show yourself strong in this moment, in this hour. And Lord, you'd strengthen your people. You'd encourage those who are downtrodden. You would give strength to those who are faint-hearted. And Father, where there's an attempt to use pharmaceutical, a manipulation of the air and food and other means that we have to function in, from the meat producers to the agricultural producers, from sweeteners to whatever other form of everyday living we have to partake in, that you'd intervene in every one of them to set things back in order so life would be the order of the moment, not death. Freedom would be the order of the moment, not captivity. And Lord, we'd see your hand move powerfully to bring back a functioning constitution that hasn't been itself usurped and manipulated for another end. We thank you that you would cut off the agenda that says the end justifies the means. As you'd establish your kingdom, your peace, your rule, your life and your love in the earth, Lord God, in us and through us. We bless you tonight. And we thank you for these things. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Joseph. Awesome prayers tonight. Kimberly, Pastor Joseph, anything you'd like to add before we close with our gratitude prayer?
Just an invitation, if I might. We are live on Facebook every Sunday morning at 10:30 Pacific Standard. Every Wednesday night at 5:30 Pacific Standard Time, I'd like to welcome you to join us. I'm on Facebook, Joseph Cadicamo, C-A-D-I-C-A-M-O, and if you, it's publicly on, so you just need to look for my name or the Savior's Realm, and you can listen to past messages. They're live on Facebook and/or will soon beginning on YouTube as well. But encouraging messages, we have discussion as well, even online, and would love to have any that need a spiritual house to be a part of to come and join us. And anybody that just needs a refresher, you're not looking for a spiritual house per se, but would like to have encouragement, would love to have you join us.
Thank you for that, Pastor Joseph. I hope our group here, there's 30 on the call tonight. I hope some of them will join you on your platform.
Sure.
You said what nights? Wednesdays and Sundays, right?
Yeah, Wednesday night, Pacific Standard Time, 5:30 to 6:45, and Sunday mornings, 10:30 to about 12 noon.
All righty. Kimberly, anything you want to add?
I just love prayers for 45, Scotty.
Mm-hmm. Well, we love you too. All right. Well, it's been a great prayer call, great prayers from our prayer leaders, and great attendance tonight. And we'll close with our gratitude prayer. Heavenly Father, our day-to-day lives right now are in fluctuation from routine. The only thing certain is change. While adapting to change in our personal lives, we sometimes forget to stop to thank you for all that is good in our lives. Despite this global event, our blessings are many, and our heart is filled with gratefulness for the gift of living, for the ability to love and to be loved, and for the opportunity to take the time to see the everyday wonders of nature. Lord, nobody can take away the wonder of creation, including our great liberties. Not our government, not the deep state, nobody. None of these evil principalities of power that try to deny us our liberty, they can't take it away. Even when life is very hard for many, and it's a struggle to keep our spirits high in this quarantine, when our hearts and our minds feel stretched and empty, may we still rejoice that you are as near as our next breath, and that in the midst of turbulence we are growing and learning. In the silence of our soul, we thank you most of all for your unconditional love. Lord, we gather here tonight to pray, excited and grateful, that our great president is here to serve all Americans. Through the work of this great president and the great patriots surrounding him, we pray you teach us to offer a heart of thanksgiving and praise in all of our daily experiences of life. Teach us to be joyful always, to pray continually, and give thanks in all of our circumstances. We accept them as your will for our lives, and we long to bring gratitude to you each day. We're so grateful you heard our prayers tonight. We're grateful for our prayer leaders, Kimberly and Pastor Joseph, grateful for Betty and Diane and Christine and Daniel and Ingrid, all of our prayer leaders. And Lord, we're especially grateful for the prayer warriors that joined us on this call tonight. Lord, let our roots grow down into you. Let our lives be built around you. Our faith will grow strong in the truth, and we will overflow with thankfulness. Thankfulness for our president, his agenda, and for ultimate sovereignty that binds us in our ability to come together in prayer tonight. We will not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let our requests be made known to God. When we live in the power of God, we grow stronger, and all of our fears disappear. Lord, we're so grateful for everything you've given us. Thank you so much for the loved ones in our lives and the many ways in which we are all cared for and supported. We thank you for everything we are from the bottom of our heart. Amen. Well, good night, everybody. Come back Thursday night. We will have another prayer call, of course, and have a great Sunday night. Hang up the phone, give somebody a big, big hug, and God bless you all. God bless our prayer leaders. God bless President Trump. Good night, everybody.